This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wa'ide Lang Pariyat. In Meghalaya, one person was killed and four were injured as Cyclone Remal has triggered heavy rain that led to landslides in many places. In a statement issued yesterday, State Disaster Management Authority Executive Director M. War said that a wall collapsed at Sutunga Weilong in East Genta Hills District, resulting in one death. Four people were also injured due to a landslide at Molai Bypass in East Khasi Hills District. In Shillong, the light tower of the JM Stadium at Polo collapsed due to strong winds. Tree branches also fell on electric poles and wires and houses. Power supply was interrupted in many places as transmission lines and transformers were snapped, and several landslides were reported across the state and caused damage to many houses. In West Garo Hills District, the cyclone occurred at Rongkhon under Rongram Block, and in southwest Khasi Hills, the cyclone hit Mountain Village under Mokrawat CNRD Block. In Mizoram, the death toll due to the collapse of a stone quarry and landslides triggered by heavy rains has risen to 27, while several others remain missing. The heavy rain was triggered by Cyclone Remal. The massive landslide occurred at the border area of Melthum and Himen localities in the southern outskirts of Aizawl. All efforts are on to rescue the people who have been trapped under the debris. Several highways and roads have been also disrupted by the landslides. Aizawl has been cut off from the rest of the country due to a landslide on National Highway 6 at Hunthar. Chief Minister Lal Dohoma has chaired an emergency meeting yesterday to take stock of the situation. In Nagaland, vast damage was reported across the state following incessant rain and strong winds in the aftermath of Cyclone Remal. Trees were uprooted and landslides occurred at several locations. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority informed that 9 households in Chuchuyimlang village under Mokuchung were affected and 36 households in Noksen subdivision under Twensang district were severely damaged. A 7-year-old boy was reported drowned at Laruri village under Miluri subdivision, while another drowning incident of 2 youth was also reported from Doyang Dam under Woka district after their boat capsized due to a sudden strong wind. 3 others managed to swim to safety. The National Disaster Response Force has been deployed to take up the search and rescue work, and for the first time an underwater drone is being deployed. One person was also killed due to the collapse of a retaining wall at Rekizu Ward under Peck District. In Manipur, heavy rainfall across the state has wreaked havoc and all rivers are flowing above the danger level. The torrential rainfall has triggered numerous mudslides and landslides in different parts of the state, affecting key transportation routes and the Irang Bailey Bridge constructed at Taubam village of Noni district along National Highway 37, Imphal Jiribam Road has also collapsed. A fully loaded truck was also swept into a gorge near Kesinam village of Kangpokki district, and the State Education Department has ordered for closure of all schools for 3 days starting from today. The department also instructed the school authorities not to conduct admission and entrance tests at school premises until Friday. Strong winds and incessant rainfall triggered by Cyclone Remal left a trail of destruction across Assam, claiming the life of a student and leaving several others injured yesterday. According to reports, a 17-year-old student lost his life in Morigaon district after a huge tree was uprooted and fell on the temple in which he was travelling to school. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that Cyclone Remal has affected Assam, causing storms in many areas. The government is monitoring the situation and requests everyone to stay indoors until the situation stabilizes. The cyclone, which made landfall in neighbouring West Bengal and Bangladesh, has prompted several districts in Assam to be placed on high alert due to forecasts predicting heavy to extremely heavy rainfall. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.